Welcome to the Ryder Cup. Welcome to the final day, the final singles on which it all depends, and welcome to the first tee. I'm back on the sofa, teed up, got all my golf clubs, my driver in front of me, laptop on my knee. In my hand is the iPhone, and somewhere around here is my wedge, my iPad. And I'm already. There's just huge excitement. There's a mist out there on the course, I can see. Fortunately, it's not very thick, and I know often fog looks worse when you're driving to the golf course and you think, oh my God, we're not going to get any play in today. But when you get there, provided you can see 350 yards in front of you, you're going to be able to play golf. So the first match is going to be a mega one. We've got the talisman, if that's the right word for him, of the European team, Westwood. Somebody described him as made of granite, up first in the first match. The second match out today has Stuart Sink, the American talisman. So I expect Westwood to win the first, and I expect Sink to win the second match. But what do I know? It's amazing. You look at the telly and you cannot see where the ball is going to go. It's a bit like a cross between a Wimbledon crowd on a Sunday when everyone's been let in free and are shouting and singing away. This is not golf. Golf is meant to be played in respectful silence. I think actually the Americans taught us all that you can have lots of excitement on the golf course. All this kind of yelling, get the ball in the hole and all that stuff. I guess if golf becomes a mass popular sport, you'd get more and more of that. Now I'm just going to talk you through the very first two drives. Steve Stricker, the American. I hope we're going to give the American the first shot on the grounds that they're the guests, the visitors. And it would be a good manners to let an American strike the first ball in the first match, 2010 singles.
On the team representing the United States of America, Steve Stricker.
There you have it, Steve Stricker in the red hat, the black, dark blue top, and he's got a stiff shafted club, very stiff shafted club, got a white glove on, and he's about to swing in grey trousers. Here he comes. 465 yards. He's looking a bit anxiously. I must say, Steve Stricker looked a bit like an old man there on the tee. That's a terrible thing to say, but because he's a super, super player. He's played wonderfully the last couple of days. At one stage, I thought he couldn't possibly miss anything. I think he played with Tiger, and he kind of carried Tiger Woods around the golf course. There's the young lad in blue. Apparently, he's now second best player in the world, ratings, which are hieroglyphic. Okay, let's listen to Lee Westwood's tee shot. He's also got white shoes on. He kind of lays his shoulder into the ball, Westwood, when he strikes it. He's come up just in the rough, barely in the lightest of light rough on the first. So therefore we are. We're off. Well, that's it. I see Darren Clark walking around the place there. That's it. We better stop. I better get back to putting up a blog post in which I pull together all of the audios I've recorded. I just want to say that it's just a joy to do these little recordings, because I have had such a great benefit in my life from sports commentators. Sports commentators, the very best sports commentators, are the very best of people. They have to have a certain kind of a respect for the game, enthusiasm for the game, and something more than the game. They have to be able to lift the game out of the game onto a bigger arena than the game itself.
Into,
well, I guess sport is a way of making meaning in life. It's a way of relieving the tension of work, but it's also a way of being creative in with different parts of the body. Now, here's Ian Poulter talking on TV.
I'm playing well. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I live for the Ryder Cup. That's why I'm here. And I will deliver a point.
I live for the Ryder Cup. Imagine a golfer saying that. And he doesn't get paid a penny for playing in this.
Staff. You've got five vice captains and Monty.
Just
some of the
great.
Guys are not going to have anybody with them. Do you allocate them to rookies? How do they work, the vice captains and captains? How do they decide where they're going to go?
Well, there's 12 matches, so they're going to kind of mix in between two different groups. And, we'll see them out there at places. And, hopefully everyone's taking a sickie off work today. Sorry, businesses. But I hope there's 40,000 out here screaming and shouting.
How do you think this is going to pan out?
I think honestly, I can see us winning this series today. So therefore, it makes us on top.
Ian Poulter tweets. He's also advocated that everybody pull a sickie today, and I have to admit that even though I strongly disapprove of people pulling a sickie, I'm going to pull half a sickie myself because I'm only going to do half a day's work today. So there we are. There's the score, 9.5 to Europe, 6.5 to United States. The first match off successfully. And next up, of course, is everyone's, every Irish person's hero, McIlroy. But my personal, the man I admire ever so much, I have irrational admiration for Stuart Sink. There we go. Talk to you later. Bye.